to take an A, huh? Well, let's see. Let's start with Charlie's favorite, huh? Okay. I'll give you three beats. One, two, three.
Ernie, what's all that for?
If we wanted cymbals, we would have sent for John Philip Sousa.
I just wanted to play along with you guys.
Well, sorry, Ernie, but this arrangement doesn't call for podco.
Yeah, the cymbals kind of throw us, Ernie.
Yeah.
So. I want to be part of the family, that's all.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, Ernie, why don't you be the audience part? Huh?
Okay, I guess so.
Three beats, fellas. One, two, three. I've been kind of worried about Ernie since last night.
Yeah, well, me too. He's kind of left out.
That's the first time he ever showed any interest in music.
Well, if that was music, those pot covers need tuning up. Almost dented my ears.
Maybe it's time the Douglas Orchestra got a bigger sound.
I was thinking the same thing. We could build up the string section.
Say, that's a good idea. We'll arrange for lessons for him and...
No problem. I'll teach him.
Oh, you think you can?
Listen, when I was in the Merchant Marine... There was a stoker on board ship, Harry Dombrowski. He had fingers as thick as bananas. I taught him to play the violin so good, he was known as a Yasha Heifetz of the Pacific.
Well, if you can teach Harry Dombrowski, Ernie ought to be a cinch.
The more I think of it, the more I like it. A violin gives us a touch of class.
Well, good night, Charlie.
Is the violin for you?
Uncle Charlie's going to teach me. He's the best violin teacher in the whole world. He taught Harry Dombrowski.
Harry Dombrowski?
He was the Yasha Heifetz.
Never mind. Come on, let's see a fiddle, eh?
Yes. I have just the thing for you right here. Now, this is the violin that we always recommend for beginners.
What's the cost?
Only $75.
Too much.
It's beautiful, Uncle Charlie.
Would you care to try it, sir?
I'm all right.
Did you ever hear such volume? Such roundness of tone?
Never. What do you got for the lesson?
Well, just this old piece of, I should say this lovely old instrument here.
How much?
$20.
$15.
I like the other one better.
You've got very good taste, my boy. He likes the other one better.
That one's good enough to start with. $15, take it or leave it.
I'll take it.
Sold.
You mean it's mine? And someday I'll be able to play like Harry Dombrowski?
Maybe, if you practice. And don't break those priceless fingers punching some kid. Here you are, Ernie. Come on, my boy.
Aha. I knew there were more cookies. He hit him in the cake plate. Say, you know, that doesn't sound too bad for a $15 violin.
Nice tone.
Yeah. Wait till Uncle Charlie lets Ernie play.
When you first took up the trumpet, you didn't sound like Louis Armstrong. That's Ernie.
You know something? I think the pot covers sound better.
Well, this means a great deal to Ernie. He's the only one in the family who doesn't play a musical instrument, and he feels left out. So we'll just have to be patient, that's all. No matter how bad it sounds.
Yeah? Where do you go to buy earplugs?
We could just put a little cotton in our ears.
Well, that's enough lesson for today.
Couldn't I play it just one more time?
Okay, one more time.
I guess I should have quit while I was ahead.
Ernie, Harry Dombrowski didn't play so good at first either.
Don't worry. I'll never give up. I'll practice and practice.
Attaboy.
Let's face it, Dad. Even Tramp doesn't like it.
Well, Ernie, Tramp can sit up and he can give you his paw and he can fetch sometimes, but, well, I wouldn't consider him a music critic.
Maybe I could play better if Uncle Charlie skipped all those stupid exercises, taught me a real tune. Something real pretty. And then I could play with the family.
No, Charlie's right, Ernie. I mean, before you can play a real tune, you have to really work on those scales.
Okay, if you say so. But in new math, they pass over all that 2 and 2 make 4 junk and go right to algebra. Hey, Dad, maybe I'm playing new music.
Maybe you are. Come on, give me the glasses. Now, you just keep on practicing, Ernie, no matter what any dog says. Good night, son.
Good night, Dad.
Look, long, smooth strokes, the way I told you.
I can't seem to do both, Uncle Charlie. When I make them long, they're not smooth. And when I get them smooth, they're not long.
Ernie, when did I start giving you lessons?
2 months ago, on a Friday, remember?
Yeah, how could I ever forget it? Ernie, let's lay it on the line. How do you think you're doing?
Well, I think I'm improving.
How do you figure that?
2 months ago, I couldn't play at all.
Yeah, and from there, we've been going downhill.
What do you mean?
Well, the way I look at it, maybe I'm not going to be able to teach you after all.
But Uncle Charlie, I've been counting on you so I can play with the family.
Listen, Ernie, everybody can't teach everybody. Now, what I mean is that some teachers just don't go with some pupils. Now, that doesn't mean that the teacher is bad, and it doesn't mean that the pupil is bad. It just means that they're not right for each other. Understand?
Uh-huh. But what's that got to do with me?
Oh, now, don't get the idea that I'm throwing in the towel. Maybe you need to take lessons from somebody else. Hey, Ernie, listen. How would you like to go to a genuine violin school?
Hey, neat. You mean I'll be getting a real teacher?
Yeah, we'll do it scientific.
Oh, boy.
Violin teacher. Not yet. Wait till we get there.
All right, my boy, take the violin and let me hear you play.
I'm ready now.
Good, good. Commence.
I'll be back later, Chip.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rob.
I was just going out.
Oh, you have a date tonight?
I didn't have until Nero started in again. See you later.
Yeah. Well, Chip, I'm glad to see your brother's practicing doesn't bother you. How did everything go at school today? Chip? Chip?
Oh, hi there. Did you say something?
I just asked if everything went well at school.
No, fine.
Charlie? Oh, hi.
Hi, Steve.
Sorry I'm late.
I saved you some dinner if you don't mind music to lose your appetite by.
But you know, Charlie, considering the length of time he's been practicing, he sounds pretty awful, doesn't it? At least we have to give him an E for effort, if not for excellence.
That's the trouble with people that can't play. Those are the ones who love the practice.
no, 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 no.
But I played it just like you showed me.
Oh. Well, not exactly. Ernie, come over here, my boy. Look, let me explain to you something. Violin is a sensitive instrument. It's loving, gentle. The wood is selected and seasoned carefully. Oh, so carefully. The pieces, all 70 of them, are shaped to fit together with minute exactness. And with all of that painstaking effort, with all that rare craftsmanship, comes a nya, 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 nya.
I guess you can't teach me either.
My boy, at the end of the term, not every student is good enough to play in Professor Lombardi's recital. But nobody leaves Professor Lombardi without being able to play a somebody.
Then I'll be the first.
Never. You will play. You will. Even if it's something as simple as this.
Professor.
Thank you.
Hey, Ernie, I didn't know you could play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
You recognized it.
Most of it. You're improving.
Really? Do you think I'll be able to play with the group soon?
Well, we don't play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Well, you could learn. I'll teach you.
What I mean is, we play harder things.
What you mean is, I'll never be able to play with you. I'll never belong.
I didn't say that.
Well, some things don't have to be said. A guy can tell when he's not wanted. Professor Lombardi's having a recital for his students. I don't get to play in that either. When you don't belong in one place, you don't belong anywhere.
Ernie, well, you don't need Professor Lombardi. You could have a recital of your own, right here.
Big deal. Who would come?
All the kids.
Big deal. They wouldn't like it.
Well, sure they would.
No, they wouldn't.
How do you know they wouldn't if you haven't tried it? Ernie, you've got real talent. You've got a real beat.
What? Well, if I'm going to have a recital, you better let me rehearse.
A violin recital. Ernie's. I didn't say he could play. I said he's having a recital. Because we're serving ice cream and chocolate cake, that's why. Okay, but remember, you gotta applaud a lot. The whole idea is to make Ernie think he's good. Yeah. Okay, see ya. Hi, Susan. This is Chip. Listen, I gotta talk to you fast when Ernie comes down. Can you come over for a recital tomorrow? Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Ernie Douglas.
Thank you, thank you. I would like to play my favorite and yours, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. part. Chip, they really liked me.
Sure they did. I told you it was great stuff.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Phyllis.
A guy who has his own recital ought to be able to play in the family orchestra. Did you hear my recital?
Well, I just came in on the tail end of it, Ernie.
Oh, wasn't it neat of Chip to arrange it for me?
So you arranged the whole thing, Chip?
Yeah.
Isn't there something you'd like to tell your brother about his recital?
I don't think so.
Well, what is it? Tell me.
I think he has a right to know about all the arrangements, Chip.
Come on, Dad.
Wait a minute. You mean something was going on? The kids didn't really like it.
Sure they did, Ernie. You heard them whistling and clapping.
Yeah, you told them they had to.
No, I didn't twist their arms or anything.
The whole thing was set up. It was all pretending.
Chip?
Well, I felt sorry for you, Ernie.
Thanks a lot. All those guys were sitting there whistling and clapping on the outside and hissing and booing on the inside.
Not all of them, Ernie. Gee, Dad, why'd you have to embarrass me in front of Ernie?
Well, Chip, why did you have to make a fool of Ernie in front of all his friends?
Well, you wouldn't have known how rotten he played if you hadn't said something.
He's going to have to face the truth sooner or later.
That's no way to make him feel like he's part of the family.
Well, Chip, it may be the only way.
Stay tuned.
Ernie?
I don't feel like talking. Please, Dad.
Ernie, I hope you realize that Chip meant well. He shouldn't have done it, but he was trying to make you feel better.
Then how come I feel worse?
Well, I'm sorry you feel worse. I thought you were old enough to accept the truth.
Well, the truth is, I'm not a musician.
Sit down for a minute, Ernie. Maybe you're not a musician. But that's nothing to be ashamed of, Ernie. I mean, after all, there are plenty of people who just don't have an ear for music.
No ear for music? No talent? Wipeout, right?
Well, maybe you're a wipeout when it comes to playing the violin, but I wouldn't let it bother you too much. There are plenty of other things you do very well.
Name one.
Well, you're a darn good outfielder, for one. And you're batting over 300, aren't you?
Yeah. But the whole family can't play baseball together.
Well, no. But we certainly do a lot of other things together, don't we?
Yeah, but I want to be part of the family orchestra.
I know her. I'll tell you. I'll talk to the fellas, and maybe we'll put you back on cymbals again, huh?
No. Like you said, the cymbals would throw you. Here. I won't need this anymore. Give it to Uncle Charlie. Maybe he can get his money back.
Hey, good day, fellas. Okay, I'll give you four beats. One, two, three, four. Something the matter, Ernie?
Well, that's my song. I can play that.
Oh? Well, that's right, Dad. That's Ernie's number.
Well, that's right.
Come to think of it, I heard him.
Dad, you think maybe he'd like to play with us?
Well...
Do you mean it?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Sure,
join
Ernie,
in. Will you?
Well,
yeah, come on.
Well, I don't have my violin.
Oh. Well, what do you know?
Uncle Charlie, you didn't take it back.
Didn't Mrs. Heifetz take back Yasha's first fiddle?
Okay, Ernie. Ready?
Okay, Dad.
You'd better have an A first, huh?
An A?
Well, never mind. Why don't you start us off, Ernie?
Okay. I'll give you four beats.
Take it, Ernie.
are we going to do?
Stick around.
I'd be glad to.
There's another episode of My Three Sons straight ahead on TV Land's Twice as Nice Mornings.